Shama Rav Meir's sweetest friends, this year should be a special schuss for Rav Meir Simcha Ben Leia, for her sheep Rav Hirsch Yonason, Ben Rav Mordechai Ephraim. The Rambam writes in the 10th parak of Hilchos Korban Pesach, Halacha Yud Aleph, V'tzarech Adam l'shtadr shel yashim b'psara Pesach ad haboker, sh'nemar lo sasiru menu ad boker, you have to make an effort not to leave the b'sar Pesach until the morning. As it says, don't leave it until the morning. So we really have to understand this Rambam. What does it mean? V'tzarech Adam l'hishtadl shlo yashir mipsar Pesach ad boker. Why does the Rambam just say, like he normally does? It's aser. Aser l'hashir mipsar Pesach ad boker. What's this whole idea of ishtadlus? It has to be mishtadel lo l'hashir. Say that it's aser to be mashir. What is the ishtadlus? It's even more shver later on. The Rambam says in Halacha Yud Gimel that Chagigas Arba'as Rishus Ve'Nechova, bringing the Chagig on the 14th is optional, it's not an obligation, it's eaten for 2 days and one night, like other Shlomim. V'asr lanich mipsar Chagigas Arba'as Yom HaShlishi. And he brings a pasuk. So, here the Rambam didn't say Yishtadl. He said Asr. So, here we're dealing with an Isser of Nosar. It's Asr to leave it over. Then why by the Korban Pesach does he use this lashon of Yishtadel? Also, the Rambam in the 18th parak of Psulei Mikdash and Halacha Tes, the Rambam writes, "Asur lahosir mipsara kachim la'achar zman achilasam, shenemar b'kardim toda, losasir menu ad boker v'odim l'shar kachim kulam." The Rambam doesn't say here when he talks about the din of Noser, the general din of Noser Yishtadel. He says, "Asur." So why by Korban Pesach does the Rambam use this lashon of Yishtadel? So Rav Gishtetner Zatzal in his Sefer on Pesachim the Nos Imperio, Pei Dalet Amud Aleph, writes as follows, that there's a big chiluk between Achilas Korban Pesach and Achilas Shar Kodshim. Chatas, other Kodshei Kodshim, are eaten only by male Kohanim, like we see in the Rambam, 10th parak of Maaser Korbanos Halacha Gimel. Ve'ein, Chatas, Vashim, Shorim, Menachos, Necholim, El, Azirchei Kohuna, Ba'azara. The Chatas, the Ashim, Sharim, and Achaz are eaten by the Zichrei Kohun and the Azara. Kachim Kalim are eaten by Chol Yisrael, B'chol Ha'ir, Yerushalayim, like we see in Zvachim. But the Pesach is only eaten the Menuyav, like we see in Zvachim. And Rashi says, the Menuyav means Shanimnu with the Meili Kichaso, that they paid money to become Menuyav on this carbon. So it emerges then that somebody who brings Kachim Kachim or Kachim Kalim doesn't have to prepare someone to eat the carbon in order that it shouldn't become pasul belina. Because kachay kachim, all the kohanim can eat. And adarabba, the kohanim want to eat the chatos. Like we see Rashi in the Rashbam later on, kuf chaf aleph, the kohanim chashud mishlam shishklem amazed l'shem chatos k'dei lochem kulam. They're chashed that they're going to shech the shlamim l'shem chatas, that they should be able to eat it, because chatas only goes to kohanim, shlamim goes to Yisraelim as well. Shlamim, they only get the chaz and the shok. So in your makriv kachay kachim or kachim kalim, you don't have to be mishtadl that somebody will be able to eat this carbon and won't come to noser, because kachay kachim, lots of kohanim can eat it in the base of mikdash, and certainly kachim kalim, which can by all Jews. So vade, somebody's going to be able to eat it, but carbon pesach, which is only eaten by menuyav, and other people are not allowed to eat it. If so, when he comes to be makir of the Korban Pesach, he has to be mishtadl that there are enough people taking part in the Korban that it shouldn't come to Noser. And therefore he has to prepare. Prepare means he has to do the shtadlus beforehand. There should be enough people who are going to eat it up. But the other Korbanos, he doesn't have to worry about such things. And therefore, dafka by Korban Pesach, the Rambam uses this lashon of yishtadl, because here requires a special yishtadlus. We also find this lashon of yishtadl in Hilchos Brachos, Perakit Aleph, Halacha Beis, that there's a mitzvah to be mishtadl, lirdof, achiyasos, a certain mitzvah, like tefillin, sukkah, lulav, shofar, and these are called chova. Fish adam chayva, kopanim la'asosam, yesh mitzvah she'enam chova, ela dum yadom l'rishus, like mezuzah makeh, she'en adam chayv lishkom b'bayis, l'chayv mezuzah, b'chenu chayv livnos b'bayis, k'dei la'asos makeh. So, here we have the tefillin, examples of yishtadl, are tefillin, sukkah, lulav, and shofar, that you have to have yishtadlus. It doesn't come automatically. You need a maisa beforehand. You have to prepare the tefillin, make sure you have a sukkah, lulav, shofar. And so to Korban Pesach, you also have to take the necessary precautions to make sure that it doesn't come to Noser. We also have the Lashon of Hishtadlus in the Rambam in Hilchos Tshuva, Hov Rishus Kol Adam Nesuna Lo Kamo Shebiyarni, Yishtadl Adam Lasses Tshuva V'Linor Kapov Mechatov, Kadei Sheyomus V'Bal Tshuva, Kadei Sheyizkel Chai Olam Haba. Here also Lashon of Yishtadl, a person should try to do Tshuva. So why did the Rambam say Lashon of Hishtadlus, and it doesn't say it's a mitzvah's essay? Because Tshuva is Talib Ratzon Alevin, you can't be Mitzava and Ratzon. Like the Minchas Chinuch writes, B'das HaRambam, that tshuva is not a mitzvah essay, because the Rambam says, all mitzvahs, if you are over, when you do tshuva and you want it from your sin, chayav les vadus. This vidui is a mitzvah essay. The mitzvah essay is a vidui, and not the etzem hamachshav. And so too, mashman the Sefer Chinuch, it's tavenu les vadus lefnei Hashem al kol achatayim. Here the mitzvah is the vidui. But the etzem charat, you can't be mitzavah, because ein tam barat. Ratzon has to come from the inside, and not from the outside, and therefore the Rambam says, Yishtadil, it can't come from an external source, it has to be from the inside. You should be Mishtadil to do tshuva, and not Bipshitos, Shiyasa tshuva, because tshuva requires Yishtadlis. You have to be Misbonim, Becheto, Va'onsho, and then you can come to hear a tshuva, because tshuva you can't be Mitzave, that you should do immediately. Rather, it requires Yishtadlis, it requires Misboninus. That we wrote, that you have to be Mishtadil in the Korban Pesach, it shouldn't come to Noser, because it's only eaten by the menuyim, says Rav Gishtetner, when there are not enough menuyim on the Pesach, then nobody is going to, and not enough people are going to eat it, and it's going to come to Noser. However, it's not so pashut, because listen to something very, very interesting. In the Mishnah in Zvachim and in Vavam and Beis, it says that the Pesach is only eaten the menuyav. So it's mashma, somebody who's not named on the Pesach is not allowed to eat from it. However, the Rambam in Hilchos Korban Pesach, Perek Beis Halacha Aleph, writes, Ein shochtin es haPesach el lemenuyev. The Rambam doesn't say that Ein onechal el lemenuyev. The Rambam says Ein shochtin es haPesach el lemenuyev. The Rash Mishans writes in his Parish to Torah Kohanim, Parshas Tzav, Parshas Hates, Parshas Zayin, that even if somebody isn't manui on the Korban Pesach, he's allowed to eat it. He's just not yotze chovas mitzvahs Korban Pesach, unless he's a manui, unless he's registered to eat. But there's no iser to eat it shelo lemenuyav. And a number of achronim say that that's pshat. In the Rambam, we're going to Rabbi Nachum Semben, it's chedushim, Rabbi Yochum Fishel parallel say for mitzvahs. So the Rambam only asks one. Rambam only says ein shechten es hapesach. The shechita has to be for the menuyim. However, the achila can be done by the non-menuyim. So you're right, they're not yotze yedei chova, but it can be done by anybody. So if that's true, that anybody can eat it, then tzurik the kasha returns. What's the lashon of the Rambam? That yishtadil, we said yishtadil means that we have to do yishtadils because not everybody's, very few people can eat it, only the menuyim, so make sure there are enough menuyim, and now we see that everybody can eat it. So once again, since there could be many volunteers. So Mimela, what's this lashon of Mishtadl? So the truth is that the Pesach is eaten al asova, like the Rambam says, that after you already ate the matzah and the maror, you're eating the Pesach, and you're already going to be almost full. So what you have to do now, and if not, it's going to be achila gasa, and achila gasa is called a mazik. You're now going to be mazik besar kachim, like the Rambam says in Perek Yudchesim Sulam Kedoshim Alocha Yud Gimel. Now it'll be mazik the kachim, and achila gasa, the Rashi says, is called yume peyamid beis. It's called a mazik. Therefore, you have to make sure the yishtadel is that since people are already eating their korban pesach and they're already going to be full, you have to make sure that people are going to eat it, and they're going to eat it with ratzon. They're going to eat it not an achila v'achila gasa. Another issue with the Korban Pesach is Korban Pesach is only eaten until Chatzos, whereas the other Korbanos you have 2 days and a night, or at least the whole night. But a Korban Pesach, you have less time to eat it. So that's another reason that one has to do special Ishtadlis. So we learned B'siyata D'shmaya, Pshat in the Rambam's Lashon of Yishtadl. I heard a similar shir by my Rebbe, and told the Rebbe Shlita many, many years ago. I went in a similar mahalach, and we should be zoche l'umol du l'lamid lishma v'lasas, well, the kaim is called divrei samu torah, so v'yahava, amen, v'yamein, shalom, shalom, sweetest, most beloved friends.